Simin Shin Yud Dalet Aleph through Bezer Shem Vov, if they will let. Anything which is unclear, please feel free to stop me and ask me questions. Anything which is nothing to do specifically with what I'm saying, just standard questions, please wait till after. That way it won't bog us down. Now with regard to Halach Lamaisa, a 22nd Akdama, and that is, like the Gemara, if anybody saw the Gemara at the end of after the Gemara of Kirush and Ishmita, Achmir Aglel. The Gemara says, Machlekes of Asida Torah Shetishtakach Mi Yisrael. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, no, not, that's not what it means. There's not going to be a matziv of Asida Torah Shetishtakach Mi Yisrael. Just, Shlo Yimtzu Halacha Brura Mishumachim. You're never going to have anywhere there's going to be Halacha Brura. And that is Neskayim Bimaluay Mamish Bizmaninu, that there's Kamat no Halacha Bechlal in any aspect of Yiddishkeit. That there's no machlekes. Come on. There's everything has machlekes in halacha brura. Amol, I used to try to go. I had a shechus with a person to work with. I used to ask him all the questions, and I would just go with that mahalach if anybody wants to. Now I don't get a question, the ability to ask him everything. But we still try to go with the mahalach of Reva the Poiskim and how they come out. And anybody can take any sefer that they want. As to be mashlem, there's many kitzvot for him at the end of the day. They want to go with one mahalach. We try to take the minig of Olam and the minig of Reva the Poiskim in passing the shadow. The Mechaber says, "Ein binin v'sir v'keilim v'hanimili she'enu binin mamish kegoyin chavis." Says the Rambam, "She'enu machzekes arba'im sal shenishbro v'divik shvareh v'zefes that's yochel l'shavar likach mashu v'seichon v'ad shli yichav nanak v'nekev yofesh yelah l'pesach." The Mechaber at the end of the day paskin, like the Das of the Rosh and Tosis, that Yesh Bini Mesir Bekim, not like Rashi that holds, Rashi and Iram that holds Ein Bini Mesir Bekim, not like Rebbe the Rishonim that holds Ein Bini Mesir when there's a Bini in the Kli, but at Sias Kli there is Bini Mesir, Bini L'chol HaPachet. He goes like Tesis and the Rosh that hold Yesh Binin Vesir Bekelim Hagam, that he starts off Ein Binin Vesir Bekelim, that's Lashon Beis Hillel. But the Maisa, practically, there is Binin Vesir Bekelim, Binin when it's Chizik Vumnis, and Stira when you're Seiser, something which was created by Chizik Vumnis. And the only time that we don't have Binin Bekelim is Dafka and Reifin, where it's Mustaki, Dafka, a Kli which is Kli Re'ua, and such a Kli like that, there's no Binin Vesir Bekelim. Even though it's Shaykh Hasiyas Pesach, Shaykh. If you make the kli, you're going to be chayiv. The whole pachmi d'rabban is going to be aser. Ken zayin is shaykh even iser. Vachli is kavin las is kli. Nevertheless, there's no chiv of binin v'stiro by kelim, by mustiki. Now, what is a mustiki? It's clear in the paiskim, it's mavur in the Mishnah Berurah, that hagam that mustiki means a kli which is dibik shvara v'zefet, that you took different pieces and you stuck it together with glue. Nevertheless, a mustiki doesn't have to be. Not every kli which was is made up of different pieces is a mustiki, like Taisa says, like the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says that if you have this kli which is chaviyus ketanes shamar kachayis, also lahasir achashukin. If you have a little utensil which is made up of little slats and is held together by something which is wrapped around the slats, like the old type of barrels that they used to have, it's made out of wooden slats and it's held together. Such a thing, since lechatchila is made in such a way, even though it's made of many different pieces which are held together, nevertheless, that doesn't have a shei mustiki. That's not considered a kli ru'a, and it's going to be a kli shalom with regard to all halachas, most halachas, with regard to shviro and binin v'stiro. Mitzad sheni, we find the same. Her, the same thing is true the other way around also. That even if you have a kli shalom, it's shaykh that should have a din mustaki. It should have a din of a kli ru'a. You should be able to break it. That's the halach which is brought down in Sifchet. So we didn't get there. We're probably not going to get there today. But choyslay pirish mine kelim shall tomorrow be gregory. Doesn't have to be dafka that it's made out of something which is woven together. Mine kelim which are used for the ripening of dates and figs. Such kelim, since they're only used to hold the kli, to hold the food, it's really just a wrapper of sorts. The Mela has a din mustaki, and therefore there's no isser of binin mustir b'chlal with regard to these kelim. The Mela is not totally specifically in something which is held together, it's made up of different pieces which is held together. It could be that even if it's not made up of different pieces, it still has a din mustaki, and even if it is made up of different pieces, it has a din of a kli shalim. With that, that will be our akdama, as we'll see soon, with regard to all the kelim that we have is manenu, that lechura are made up of, are not made up of different pieces, as cartons and cans and other types of things, bottles, that nevertheless, maybe it's possible that they have a din of a kli ru'ua, that it's not shayach b'nei mesira, because they're only made for one-time use, similar to mustaki. What's mustaki? Something which is not made to last, something which is not made, a person doesn't, isn't mechamen to make such a kli. According to some rishonim, it means that it's mufka from asiyas kli b'chlal. But it's something which is not shayach to the parasha of b'nei mesira b'kelim, l'chor that we might have also by a kli which is not meant to be used more than once, kenzan that also falls into the parasha of a mustaki, and it's not going to be shayach b'nei mesira b'kelim. Now the Rambam makes a tanai here. He adds in a tanai. It's dafka hanimili sheinu bini mamish green chovis sheinu machzekes arboim so. It's not machzek arboim so. The shayla is where did the Rambam come from to throw this in? The chura ainu machzekes arboim so is the svar which is mentioned in conjunction with the rishenim. The rishenim they're all mechalik between the sugi and irvin and the sugi and Shabbos. The sugi and irvin is talking about that it's more than a 40 so. The sugi and Shabbos talking about that it's less than 40 so. Therefore, it has a din of shem erkli. Therefore, there's no bini mitzira. That whole chilik is only not in the world of tesis. That's the world of the rest of the rishenim that holds that there's no difference between. It's not dafka talking about a case of mustaki. Where does it come in here? Prima gadam ready is murder. The neisakimim the achrenim are murder. The shayla. Prima gadam is mavur that. The Ramah took both shitas l'chumra that we took were choshish for tesis and were also choshish for the rishonim. Theoretically, we could have tainted that if it's a mustaki, so mamela doesn't make a difference how big it is. It's mufka from the parish of asiyas kli. Mamela, even if it's 40 so, even if it's 100 so, it's mufka from the ganze parasha. However, it's mavur that the Ramah was l'chumra that even if it's more than 40 so, that even if it's mustaki, if it's more than 40 so, it's going to be a problem. The Mishnah Berurah, on the other hand, in the Bir Halacha, he brings down the Rajbo. The Rajah is Mitzadid Lekulo, that if it's more than 40 saw, then it doesn't have the Chumra Mustaki. Now, it happens to be, for those that saw the Rajah and Erevin, the Rajah and Erevin says that if it's more, that Bechlal, it's not totally in 40 saw. It's not even a Kli Shalim, Lav Dafka, even if it's 40 saw, Kenzain has the shame of a Kli. The Dini Tumetara, Lav Dafka, Machriya, Klapi, the Dini Shabbat. And Hagam, that Lenin Tumetara, we have a Xeris Akosiv that says that it's Bidumi the Sak, which is Metal Tomol Virekon, but Klapi, the Dini, Bini Vistira on Shabbat. Kenzain that it doesn't call common that we reckon it to be a kli or mishtamash to be like a kli, then even if it's more than 40 so, it's mufka from the parish of bini mistira. The whole part of bini mistira is a davar which is chashiv or a davar which is kavua. Call common that it's a kli, then it doesn't have the chashiv, it doesn't have the kviz. I mean, even more than 40 so. The chur of this rajbo that the Bir Halacha is bringing down is saying that even whatever it is, whatever the shir is, the chazanish asks, what's the shir according to the rajbo? So it's not 40 so. So what is it? So according to Manatayna, that anything which a person is mishtamash to, not as a kli. Mishtamash to it as a davar kavua. That's already something which is, and generally he doesn't move it. Svarim shrank, you're not going to move it. Generally it's not moved. The chur, something like that, has a shame oil, has a shame mechubel karka. Even so, says the Rajbo, if it's a mustiki, this thing which I'm machmer on, when it's more than 40, 50, so 60, so whatever it is, once against the shame oil, still it's not going to have a shame oil, it's not going to have a kviz, kokama, that it's a mustiki. The chur is a svar you can hear. The Maitre Ramos is not the way, but as far as the Svar, L'chor is not a binin. Befrat, if you understand that the word is that you need a binin kavua, and Kokama, like we saw in Tesis, Tezer Rosh says, that the chilik between Kalim and Karka is that Karka is a binin kavua, as opposed to, and Kalim is a binin arai, unless you have a chizik v'umnis, says the Tezer Rosh, then you have a binin kavua. The Mela, something which is a mustaki, that's mufka from a binin kavua. If you're going to make something out of magnetiles, no matter how big you make it, it's zikr not going to be a binin kavua. That's a binin art. Kenzan, that's not even a binin bechlal. It's a binin shein lekiyim bechlal. But you understand that the vart is the klar of vart. The kokama that is made out of something which is ru'a, and nobody is misyach to it as a davar kavua, then l'chor, you can understand that it's mufka from the parasha binin vestiro. The ma'is of the Mishnah Berurah says that we're machman lechatchila like the Ramah. Ba'ide yakum, you could be mekel. What is the size of memsa? So I saw, I didn't make the chesh myself. Kiyadua, there's a big machlekes between how big all the shiurim are between the Ruchayim Noah and the Chazanish. Chazanish's amma is like almost 2 feet, and Ruchayim Noah's is about 1.5. Now, those that are machmer for the Chazanish, that's only when it's a chumrah. But when it comes out to be a kula, it's pashat. Chazanish alayim says, it's pashat that he's only saying to be machmer le'ini nisuri da'araiso. When it works the other way around, zich, you can't be mekel like the Chazanish. It's a chumrah. If it's not, you can't take it l'kulam. So mainly, you have to be machmer l'chara like Reb Chaim Noah, which is about a foot and a half, which would mean Mem Tzoa is about 4.5 feet by 1.5 feet by 1.5 feet. Amal Amal Barem Shalish Amal. If you figure out every Amal is a 1.5 feet, it's 1.5 feet by 1.5 feet by 4.5 feet. Practically, that comes out to be Barach 12 feet cubed, which comes out to be just over 20,000 cubic inches, which, what does that mean for me practically? That means if you just remember the number 20,000, it's just over 20,000. It's very easy. How do you do cubed inches? When you want to measure something, you take the height and you times it, multiply it by the width, by the length. That's it. If you have 30 inches by 20 inches by 50 inches, you do 30 times 20 times 50. That's what you get. If it gets more than 20,000, then you know you're in trouble. But that's Be'erech, what it comes out to be. That's the shear for Memsa. Now, the klalim, and then the halacha lamaisa, practical applications of it. What are the klalim halacha lamaisa with regard to a kli mustiki and a kli shalim? So with regard to a kli mustiki, the halacha is that as long as you're shaver it to, without the kavanah to make a ziyas pesach, your kavanah is only to get out the food, then it's mutar lechatchila. However, if your kavanah is to make a pesach, even if your kavanah is only to make a pesach, which is lahitzi, or lahachmas, either one, and it's not a pesach midar ha'isa, nevertheless, it's going to be aser, the Mishnah Berurah says. It is aser v'cholapachas midar rabbanan, even in a kli mustiki, to make a pesach, which is aser lahachmas or lahitzi. If you make a pesach, which is lahachmas u lahitzi, then, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can chayiv midar ha'isa, even by a kli mustiki. Now, that's only, understandably, tainas the chazanish. That's only, once again, the Chazanish is going to be Mekel, connected to Mishnah Berurah. He says that's Machlokes Rishonim. We saw Tosfos and Beis Adaf Lama Gimel and Beis. The Tosfos brought down Rashi Shita is that by Kli Mustaki, since it's a Kli Ru'a, therefore I don't have to be Choshish when the guy is making a hole, that he's really going to be Mechamet to make a Pesach. Because no one's going to go ahead and make a Pesach on such a Kli. Meduyik Hativ in Rashi, and Tosfos and Kufman Vavim and Aleph, and Shabbos also, it's Mavur, the same thing. That if you are mechaven to make a Pesach by a mustiki, then you are going to be chayim. It's just we don't have to be choshish that you're going to be mechaven because nobody does that. Meila by any mechaven, there's no zera auto mechaven because nobody's going to be mechaven. If you would be mechaven, in a chanami, chayim chatas, it's also me there. Mitzad sheni, the second heretz of Tesis there, brings down the re that says no, that it's ein by tikkun, ein by mustiki tikkun money bechlal. It's not shaykh, it's mufka, the way that the chazanish is magdir, it's a money tviro. It's mufka from the parsha. It's not shy to have tikkun mon in such a kli. L'chura, that being the case, even if you make a pesach, which is also lahachnas l'hoyti, l'chura you're not going to be chayim midaraisa. And that's what Chazanish tainis. Chazanish says it's machlekes rishonim. We go like the basroi, like the ri after Rashi, and the soshi this Rashi was chaylik on him. And b'meila we're going to go the kula that there's never going to be yisad deraisa. It's only going to be yisad derabanan. Where is it going to be in the Nafka Minu? We'll see, it could be that there's going to be Nafka Minu whether or not the Raisa Devaran. There's always, whenever you get to the Rabbanan, there's always a Shvus B'Vach HaMitzvah, and there's always, you always have more to work with. But B'Chlal, we'll see, Ken Zayin, that this Kula might come out to be a Chumra B'Hemshech. Because other Kalim, which it is Shaykh to have a Siyas Kli, it's not Mufka from the Parash of L'Chor B'Zmaneinu, L'Chor you're not going to be able to call that a Mustaki according to the Rin. Mashenken, according to Rashi, you might be able to. Let's see B'Hemshech. L'Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, L'Chumra, that if a person is mechaven to make a pesach in such a kli, then he's chayiv midaraisa to see a pesach in a kli. It's a tikkun mana really. That's all with regard to mustiki. When it comes to a kli shalim, then the halacha is much more chomer. There, the halacha is that even if you're not mechaven for a pesach, there's also chash of vini mistiro. There's a chash of even pesach, which is also beetsim. Going to come out the same way. Everything's going to be aser. A pesach which is lachnas lahitzi is going to be aser, and a pesach which is even just lachnas or just lahitzi is also aser. The only chumrah is the fact that even if all you're trying to do is get out the food, nevertheless, that's also going to be aser by kli shalim because not as a siyas kli, but al stir became. Now, let's say you're just making a hole and you're not penetrating bichlal, you're not going through. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say over here. He says, even to make a nekev ba'alma is also aser. The Mechaber says, Avol mishleima aser l'shabro, afilu b'inin she'ino yisekli, v'afilu nekev ba'alma aser l'inkoy ba'al mechadash. All the Achronim asked the Shaila, what's the Mishnah Berurah talking about? What's the Mechaber talking about over here? L'chura, making a nekev is always more chumer than breaking something in Gansim. Like we see by Mustiki, you're allowed to break it, but you're not allowed to make a nekev. So what he says, you're not allowed to break it, and you're not even allowed to make a nekev. Squash it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, brings down the Bush Yisrod, that not just being shaver and gantz and smashing a kli to smithereens, where you mamash haven't made a pesach b'klal, you haven't made any kli, Not only that is aser, even when you're making a nekev where it's tarti tivusa, you didn't break, you haven't broken it, you didn't break any gansin, and you're not being mecham for a pesach, you didn't make a pesach, no. But to learn nekev she'ini yochel a pesach, this be tarti tivusa, still it's aser. What does it mean it's not a pesach? No. It's a pesach which is aser, just lachnis or just lahitzi. It's not a pesach, no, which is made lachnis and lahitzi. Or, it's considered a siyas nekev for that would be aser in a kli shalom. Now that's all when you're making a nekev lachor, you're penetrating through some sort of kli and you're making a hole. But let's say you just wanted to take a pin and stick it into a sheitel head. So you're right that the pin creates a hole inside of the sheitel head. But lachor your kavana b'chlal is not to make a nekev, and your nekev is not aser lachos lahitzi. It's a one-time thing. It's just this one time that you're sticking the pin inside of the sheitel head. Then lachor it's the fact you're pushing it into the styrofoam, and the styrofoam holds it. You have no kavanah to make a hole b'chlal. You aren't making a hole that's asi l'hachnas l'hitzi. And as a matter of fact, for next time, you'd rather that you didn't have the hole. You'd rather that it was like silly putty and you get filled up afterwards. Because the more holes that you have, then the less it holds. Each time you have to find a new place to stick it into. Because the more, once you already used it once, to stick it another time, it's not going to hold as tight as you stuck it in the first time. Certainly by the second and the third time. Most people look for a new place. You don't look for it. By the time it gets too many holes, then you can't use it anymore. So the Pesach is not a Pesach b'chlal that you're making. You're not making a nekev, not la'asi la'achnas, not la'asi la'haytzi. You're not be'etzim doing anything. It's a davar talish. It's not shayach k'deach. We know to take something and stick it into a wall, you can hang something on it, it's the isra of k'deach. That, according to Rav, is also al-tabarin, according to Shmuel, is also al-makba patesh. Over here, there is no k'deach. By kelim, like the Beis Yosef brought down from the Shmuel Zadeshin, it's not shayach k'deach by kelim. L'chura, such a thing, there would be no isr. Even Rabbi Ribiyeh, who in the Sefer mentions that L'chur, there is Makom Ta'aser, in the Ha'oris in the back, he brings down that even though L'chatchil you thought Ta'aser, he says that he asked people, and some people were I forgot exactly who was inside, he said that Chof Mechon, and he was Taka Chayzer, that L'chur it's a Deme, it's a case of Shini Dalit Tefal, if he doesn't say exactly what it is. But that l'chura, there wouldn't be an iser in such a case out asiyas nekev. L'chura, you're not really making a nekev. It's not osi l'hach, it's not osi l'hoitzi, and your kavanah is b'chlal, not you should have a nekev. L'chura, over here, it's not an asiyah b'chlal. Now, the practical application of kelim, asiyah of opening kelim on Shabbos. What's considered a musliki and what's not considered a musliki? Now, before, as akdama to all psichas, kelim, and carton and plastic bottles and metal cans and glass bottles and everything else, the person has to realize that there's six possible Isuri Daraisa before you start. So you just have to make sure, go through your mind, make sure. Most of them don't apply in every single case. But it's like the Mishnah Berurah, it's like Dabdan Chavetz Chaim. It's possible to be over in this amount of Isuri Lavim. You want to know if you're going to get them all together. Pashas, you can't get them all together. You have to make sure that you don't get any of them. It's not just that you don't kind of get them all together, you can't get any of them. The six Isurim are Boine, Seiser, Korea, Makabe Patish, Mechatech, and Moichik. Now, even if you want a Taina, that even if we'd go, some people wanted a Taina, Chavala, we don't go like Rashi. Right? If you want like Rashi, it makes things much easier. Especially the Gurin, Halachal, Maiz, it goes like Rashi in the Iraim, that there is no Isur of Stir Bekevim. The Chari wouldn't have any Shilas when he gets to opening up all the packages on Shabbos. To a certain extent, that's true, but it's really, to a certain extent, it's not true, because you still have all these issues that you still have to deal with that have nothing to do with Bini Vasir Bekelim. You have to make sure that there's no Machatech and Mechik and Makav Patish and everything else that they have. Rashi wasn't Chirlik on the mission that says, Bavashili is Kavan Lasis Pesach. If you're going to make a Pesach, then you're going to have a problem of a Sias Kli of Makav Patish. So you always have to make sure that you're not making a Kli, and you have to make sure that you're not being over an Isar Korea, which we didn't get to. Hopefully we will be Hemshech Hazman. Mechatech, which in one sentence or less, mechatech means when you're cutting something which is not a food. In mechatech ba'ochlin, you're cutting something to a specific size because you want that size. That's also called mechatech. And moichik, you have to be careful not to be moichik any words, because even if your kavanah is not to write anything there, but the rabbanan is going to be asur to be moichik some of the letters. You have to be careful that you don't get into any shailas of mechiko. Now, because there's so many issues that come up, that anything that you could open before Shabbos, you should open before Shabbos. And even your soda bottles, you could just break the ring, you don't have to open it so the fizz should go out. There's plenty of different ways to open it, open your packages that you shouldn't have your things ruined. is it possible a mice to open every single package of Bamba and every single igloo and Arctic and everything that's going to happen on Shabbos and where your kids get in during obviously Bonim and everything else that comes? Is it shaykh? Yesh lain. But certainly the things that you could open to get out of the issues, certainly should be open. The first ta'ara in the Shemir Shabbos class, he has a whole paragraph about opening packages on Shabbos. The first ta'ara that he brings out with the Shabbos, he says, Korav HaDover, that's somebody that he could have opened before Shabbos, and he didn't open it before Shabbos. Korav HaDover Shnikra Pesheya. That he's, you get out of all the Shabbos, you're right, we have Heterim, and we're not going to be waiting on the people that are Mekel, certainly, and could be, we will be Mekel Lechatchila, as we'll see by Mashiach, we'll see exactly where we end up. But at the end of the day, there are plenty of machmir and peskiz manenu and all the different shaylas. If you could preempt it before Shabbos, beichinu sashay review, nichlal in the chilak hachana is not to get in the shaylas in the first place. Ramosha, he has the long tshuva, if anybody saw it, or even part of it, chilak aleph, or achayim kufchav beis. At the end of the day, he's matak lehalach lemaisa, he says, ladino, it's mutter to open most of the containers that he was talking about, it's mutter to open. He comes out, where he says, that's all ladino. Of Lamaisa, he says that you cannot open anything on Shabbos. Lamaisa, Paiskim didn't go with this. Dumani, Kinira, Kenam Adabar. The Paiskim Lamaisa didn't go with this. Where Maisha says that you're talking on, it says, B'mokum Tzerich Gadol, if it's a Tamil Chochem B'sino or Alizay and Akhu Mamish, he has like three different trains, they should be able to open it. The Pashas, he says, is that since B'nai Terim Watim, and not that people, not everybody realizes, they see you opening something, and somebody watches you open, and they don't realize that there's five other Yisurim, that you just ripped something open, but you were careful that it didn't go on the letters, and it was something which was not Kavua, and something which is not a problem of Soyisur, Kadeim, and Vachulu, and he didn't realize, and he's over on five Yisur Deraisa in one shot, without even noticing. Therefore, Zichur, that's what he says, the Talmud Chacham B'tzina, you know what you're doing, and nobody else is watching, we have Kulas, Vachacham B'tzina. The Maisa, the Peskis is my name, are Mekel, and nevertheless, they say, if you could, you should open it before Shabbos. Now, what's considered a mustaki? We're not going to get to everything here, because a lot of the different types of packages that we're going to handle are in Sifches, Chos Leishal Tmarim, which is Lamashal, just give a Mashal Ba'alma, the little packages of sugar that they give out in restaurants and in hotels, that you rip open the sugar package, and you spill it into your coffee, and you throw it into the garbage can. Such a thing is just a wrapper. It's 100% a wrapper. It's a one-time use. You're not even eating out of it. There are other things that people don on, even something which is one-time use. You open up a bag of potato chips, and you're eating out of it. The mice, you're using the kli, still here. Such a thing, you're not using bichlal. You're just meant to hold the sugar inside. You let the ripper open as long as there's no words that you're ripping on, and dump that into your sugar, it's not a problem. Once again, there are people that hold that there's a problem with mechatech here. If they make it in a special place that it's easier to rip, then there are people that hold mechatech. We're going to get to behemshech exactly. There's a series of thing of machlokes between Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv, which plays out in about 10 different very common hechatimsos and in b'negiyas this mechatech. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman is making on all of them, and Rabbi Yashiv is making on all of them. That is Chos Leishal Tmarim, opening up those packages. Everybody says you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to certainly rip them open, for sure, if it's not in the space, maybe even if it is in the place, but certainly to rip it open if it's not in the letters, and dump out the sugar, that's not a problem with Chlal, it's not a Kli, it's a Mustaki, it's not Meif. It's Chos Leishal Tmarim, it's nothing, it's a wrapper. And therefore, it's not a problem. Now, what happens with regard to cans? You have metal cans, canned food, you have canned peaches, they want to open to Shabbos. What's the story? You let it open on Shabbos or not? The first, can't say the first one, one of the first people that deals with it, the Tilo David deals with it, the Chazanish deals with it, and he talks about it, the sardines, in those days, I think the only thing that was used that had metal cans was sardines, which were used, fish, which were packaged to stay for months on end. And that's what people use. The question is, can you open these cans on Shabbos? He says, the Chura, they're not daimit to a magufas chavis. Everything that we've talked about in the Gemara was all handling a case of chavis, which was covered with a magufa. Then you have an open chavis, which they sealed on top with another seal. They put on a cover and they sealed it with tit ukedemu. But be'etzim, it never lost the same kli. You have a chavis with a cover on top of it. Two things: high chibur v'high einu chibur. The Gemara says daf mches. It always lies in a chibur at the end of the day. It's something which, even though you stuck it on, but lamais is not considered mechubur, and therefore we always look at it as it has a shem kli, even when it's sealed. However, in contrast, says the Chazanish, if you have this metal can which is totally sealed, then it's not two things which is a chibur and ain't a chibur. It's two things which are put together. It's one kli. It's one kli, which is one piece, and when it's sealed, it really is not a shame kli b'chlal, because you can't do anything with it. You could hold the food inside, but you can't access the food. You can't. There's no way to use it. It has no proper istamshus. If you open up this kli, even though he says you're not going to have an issue of seiser, why? Because you're making a kli, you're not being seiser kli. The tilud of it is mitzadeh that maybe you're being seiser kli, but Chazanish says no. He says it doesn't have a shame kli b'chlal, because opening it up is a problem of opening up the kli, and therefore you have a problem of a seis kli. Now that would mean that Ken Zayin, even if you hold that this kli is something which is a mustaki, that's made for one time use, nevertheless, kokama, that it's a problem of a siyas kli, then that's going to be iser. That's before the Mishnah. According to Tesis, the Mishnah is talking about, Kupman Vav is talking about a mustaki, and nevertheless, you're not allowed to be mechavet to make a pesach, because being mechavet to make a pesach is a siyas kli. And tiny the chazanish, that over here it's even more chamer. Why? Because by a chavis, the only time it's going to be considered a siyas pesach is going to be making a kli, is after when you make a proper pesach. You're mechavet to make a cut out a proper pesach, which is lachas lahaiti. Why? Because you already have a kli beforehand. The only time, just it was covered up. When do I say that what you're doing now is making a new kli? When you make a proper pesach. You make a nice pesach, it's also lachas lahaiti. However, when you have a sealed metal container, any hole that you make is an SES kli. Up until now, you couldn't use it bechlal. It wasn't usable. It wasn't a magufa that you could just slice off the top. That's mutl chatzila. By the way, there's mutl to slice off the magufa. That's before the Mishnah Berurah. In Sivov, Chazon says Lahedya, it's really before the Gemara. The Gemara says, Eli and Yafa kamachavin liftuchei miftach. If the person was mechav for Ayin Yafa, he should just open up the magufa. What do you mean just open up the magufa? You're not allowed to open up the magufa on Shabbos. Elamai, you are allowed to open up the magufa on Shabbos, says Chazon. To take off a magufa is not a problem. However, over here, it's not a magufa. It's all considered, it's one sealed kli. There's no magufa that you're taking off. Mamila, any hole that you use to open it up to access the food, you're best at making it into a kli. Because now you can access the food. Now it's being used as a kli. When you generally buy a chavis, where you already have a pesach, which is asil ha'achnas la'haiti, mamila, making a pesach, which is only asil ha'achnas, or only asil ha'haiti, is not considered anything. Because you already have a proper pesach. Your pesach, which is only a one-way pesach, that's batal to the big pesach, says the Chazon Ish. However, in a case where you have no pesachim b'chlal, and it's not a kli, you can't access it. When you open up the can, you are theoretically making a kli. Wow. Now, if your kavanah, because you are misgavin to make it to be able to use it. Even if you're not misgavin to make a pesach yofa, you don't have to make a pesach yofa. Pesach yofa is when you already have a kli and you're just making a new kli, i.e. a new pesach. Here you don't have a kli. Any pesach that you're making is making a kli. Even if you just want to get the stuff out. In fact, the access to food makes a kli. Now it's ishtamshus. That is makes him into a kli gomer that you're able to use lachas lahaisi. But the very fact that up until now you couldn't use it and now you could use it, that in itself is an asiyas kli to a certain extent. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, if your kavana is, and this is the way that most poskim go lachar, if your kavana is to open up the can and use it in the future, you have a metal can and you can open it in the future. Some people do that, bizmanenu, that there is an Indian, there are those that cook a few eggs together, and since they're scared when they're cooking their eggs that there shouldn't be a problem of a blood spot, because if there's a problem of blood spot, maybe it could be a problem for the pas. Therefore, they cook their eggs in metal containers. Other people burn their challah in metal containers. Other people throw out their challah in the garbage can, which is fine. Also, therefore, if a person is being mechaven, he opens up the container and he always uses his metal containers for something else. That with pashtus is the issur d'orais of a siyas kli. You've taken a kli and you've taken something which is sealed, a metal container, and you've created it and fashioned it into a proper kli. The Chazon Ish is machmir. He says even if your kavan is not for that, maybe we should be mechavin. Maybe you should go. Is there ain't a mechavin not to mechavin? Not only that, he says the ken zayin, the very fact that you're using the kli until you get out that you have sardines inside. You didn't eat all the sardines at once. You took one out. You finished it. You took another one out. Remember, like you're using the can till you finish using the contents of the can. That's also you're using it as a certain kli. Remember, the Chazon Ish is mitzadim that lechura opening such a can should be aser. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman, on the other hand, he says nobody keeps the cans. Nobody keeps the cans. It's not a davar, which is, it's a mustaki. It's meant to be used to hold the food and thrown out afterwards. It's not meant to be used as a kli. That's not considered a tzias kli. Opening it is not considered a tzias kli because all you're trying to do is break it to be able to get to the food, to access the food. Memela, Mishamazamas Mitzadeh, Lachoro, such a kli, you would be able to open. Now, even Lafi the Machmir, the Lachoro, this Nakuda is where it comes out of a chilek between the two pshatim in what's considered a mustaki. Because if you understand that a mustaki is something which is mufka from a tzias kli, lachoro is not mufka from a tzias kli. You have the yichidus to make it into a proper kli. It's metal. It's made. It's something which could last for many, many years. Nevertheless, says the Chazon, says Rosh Hashanah, no, mibaf, it's a kli ru'ah. It's a type of kli which is not meant to be used more than once. It's meant to be thrown out. Mamela, that's why it has the mustaki. The Chazon Ish, on the other. It could be that the very fact that it's not meant to be used more than once, we do not misach to it as a kli. We're misach to it as something which is holding the food, but it's not something which is meant to be used as a kli. It's not a kli, but well, it's not something that a person uses as a kli. You're right that right now it's holding the food, but that's not what it's not meant to be used as a kli. Nobody keeps it generally. Most people don't have inside their refrigerator. They don't have the metal containers that they keep all their food inside. They finish their. It has the mila of ru'uah. It has the mila of ru'uah. The same mila, something which is ru'uah. A person, it's mufka from the parsha of asiyas kli. It's mufka from the. We're not choshes that a person is going to make it into a kli. So too, something which is meant to be used one time and thrown out, then it's mufka. We're not choshes that there's a problem with asiyas kli here. It's not something which is be'etzem going to be used as a kli. The lamaisa. Even though I did see brought down that the minhag of the oilam was to be makel before the Chazon Ish came along, the minhag of the oilam was to be makel to open cans before the Chazon Ish came along. Nevertheless, I think kimdumani that most people bizmaneinu al are machmer. Even Rav Moshe, who wrote his tshuva many, many years ago, 80 years ago, l'cholapachas, he, probably before the Chazon Ish was printed, he also said not to open the cans on Shabbos. Maybe for a different reason, but he said not to open the cans on Shabbos. And that is, I think in America, many people are machmer not to open cans on Shabbos.
What?
So it happens to be that it could be that's even more chamor. The Chazon Ish talks about it, actually. The Chazon Ish talks about what's going to be if you have juice inside of a container. If you have oil inside of a container. There he says that generally the way that you open one of these containers is you make two holes. You make a hole on one side and you make another hole on the other side. Why do you make the two holes? Because if you only make one hole, then the air is going to go in at the same time that you're trying to pour out the liquid, and then it's not going to come out smoothly. It's going to bubble out, it's not going to pour out smoothly. So the way that you do it is you open up two holes, air comes in one hole, it pushes out the liquid from the second hole, and memela, it pours out smoothly. Tiny the Chazon Ish. If you many people, they make a big hole and a small hole, big hole for pouring, small hole for the air. But if you make two holes that are the same size, kumtois, next time, one time you're going to pour out of one side, and one time you're going to pour out of the other side. That is the Chazon Ish. You just made a pesach which is osi lachnas lahitni. One time it's going to be machnas aver, one time it's going to be mighty juice. This is yuchayev chasas. That's the issur d'oraisa. That is the Chazon Ish. That if you're always machmir that it should be that one side should be air and one side should be this for whatever reason, then ken zayin lechanami. You could open the rest of it and use it for your eggs. The lemaisa, many people are machmir not to open them. However, even lefi the machmirim, most people hold that there is an eitzah to get out of it, and that is to puncture the bottom. Puncture the bottom and then open up the top. If you puncture the bottom a little bit, now generally you have to know exactly with regard to juice if that's not considered a tzias kli. Because as soon as you puncture it the first second, so then you're able to access it, and according to Chazon, it should be a problem. If what you have inside is corn, or what you have inside is peaches or other things that are not going to come out from the hole, so then in a chanami, you haven't really created a kli. However, you've prevented the ability to be used as a kli, because when you now open up the top, you're not going to be able to keep anything inside, because the liquid is going to come out. and no one's going to use that as a proper kli in the future. But that's not what your kavanah for your opening is. That's not what is used as a kli. You use, you have to access the food. The fact you get the juice out, nobody wants the juice. If you're left with just the juice, that's not good. You need to get the food out. Or else the kli shebo yikokam that you can get. What are you accessing? You're accessing juice. You want to get the juice out, but that's only because you want to have the food without the juice. It's not just the getting the juice by itself. The chur that see is kli is when you could use it for what it's made to be used for. Kokama that you can't access the food, then it doesn't help you the fact that you have a hole inside.
You need to throw it right away.
Even if you throw it out right away? Even if you throw it out right away. Throwing it out right away, l'chura is not taking care of the... Maybe it is. But pashtus is that it's not taking care of the problem of asiyas kli. You made it a kli. So those are all the kokama that you threw it out right away. So then that's not considered asiyas kli because your kavana is to throw it out. Therefore, I'm not making a kli b'chol. There are those that hold that way, and there are those that hold that even if you're going to be... even if you want to be makel or whatever it is to open the cans on Shabbos, throw it out right away, dump out the food, throw it out, and therefore you don't have a... We don't reckon it to be an asiyas kli because your kavana is not that way. L'chur, to a certain extent, it is a chiddush because you have created a kli. Before you threw out the kli, you've created the kli. It's not so much. But to open the bottom of, puncture the bottom, and then open the top. That way, we don't consider you're opening the top as an asiyas kli because it can't be used as a proper kli because it has a hole in the bottom. Now, if it's juice, then maybe it's a little more chamma, like we're saying. If it's a concentrate or a juice and something that's inside, then it's more chamma. And there you would have to l'chur puncture both sides, kenzain. You might have to puncture both sides at the same time. Because that way, you're never creating, if you're going to puncture one side, then you made a kli right away. Unless you say, which there are places that say that, you could puncture one side, and then immediately puncture the other side, and it's not considered as you made a kli, because that was all, it's all one mice, that doesn't have to be, yef shel tamtim, you don't have to do it all together. L'chur, you could do one side and do the other side. But mele, even l'fi the machmir, there is a way to open your containers, on canes on Shabbos, puncture one side and then puncture the other side. Are there machmir methods also? Yeah, there are. But most paiskim, even the Chazon Ish, they bring down that the Archos Rabbeinu says that the Chazon Ish himself, who was machmir with regard to canes, one time it happened, and he said that's what you should do: puncture it and then open it. With so regard to what's that? Can you do that? There's no really other way to open it. You have to open it with a proper can opener. There is no, it's not a problem with the hole. Most people do use, I don't know if they use that one, but they use the small one on Shabbos, the whole pachas. I think actually Chazon Ish said it with regard to, we'll get to it. It's really with regard to caps on bottles. We'll get to exactly where he said. I'm getting a look. Time constraints. That being the case, l'chur, that's the story with regard to opening cans on Shabbat. In other words, it's different than the Algamena Din that we have over here. The Algamena Muslim, even if you want to don it, what's the real Shaila in a nutshell? Even if you want to don it to be a mustiki because you throw it out right away, maybe it's a problem of asiyas kli because up until now it couldn't be used. Our whole nidin in the sugi was always talking about something which had a shame kli. This is something which didn't have a shame kli. Opening it up could be a shame kli. Mamela, that's the way to get out of it is by puncturing one side. Kenzan, you could hold it as a mustiki, and therefore it's not shaykh b'chal. It's not considered a kli because everybody throws it out afterwards and nobody keeps it. That's one reason to be makel. Or even if you want to be machmer, puncture the bottom, then open the top, and once again, you're not making a kli. It's not a problem. Weiter in the sif, the Mishnah Berurah continues with regard to making holes in different things. Mishnah Berurah says that any time that you really make a hole, which is also l'hafnas l'haytzi, in a kli, it's a problem of chayiv mishumakom v'patish. If it's in a binyan, even if it's also not l'hafnas l'haytzi, just to be maitzi mayim is also a problem. Now, the Sharatin speaks out that if you have something which is the derech to be mishtamesh with it is just l'hafnas or just l'haytzi, then in a chanami, making a pesach of just lachnis and just lahoitzi is also going to be an iser of, is going to be chayev lachura, even if we're talking about something which is not mechubel karka. What is the mashal of such a thing? Many of the poets can give the mashal. Is if you have a baby bottle, and the top, the hole, is either wasn't punctured, they have the mark there, but it wasn't punctured fully, or it's punctured and it wasn't big enough. That's asr just lahitzi, it's not asr lahachnes. Nevertheless, that's the oifen nishtamshes. It is asr to go ahead and poke that hole on Shabbos and make that hole, because you're creating a hole. That's asiyas pesach, even though it's not mechum lekarkan. It's only asr lahachnes. Nevertheless, that would be such a thing which is daimen to asiyas pesach, which would be asr, even though it's only in one direction. Also, additionally, the Mishnah Berurah says that to stick something into the Isa B'Gemara, Dim Toka Masmer B'Koyse, Litlis Loch, Chai Mishamak B'Patish. If somebody, this Ipach is like Shmuel, that Koydeya, somebody that takes a peg and he forces it into the wall, then even though you're not, it's not Chayef Al Zbayna, according to Shmuel, nevertheless, you're Chayef Al Zmak B'Patish. With this in mind, Taino Shmer Shabbos Kechosa, and Orcha Shabbos, that Lachura, to stick onto the wall a plastic hook, which has tape in the back that is supposed to stick onto the wall, or even a suction cup of a hook which is meant to stick to the wall, could be a problem. Because be'etim, you're being mevatle, you're adding it into the wall. You're adding something into the wall. Your kavana is that it should be there. It could be that you didn't want to make a hole in the wall because you're renting and therefore you feel bad to make a hole in the wall. But be'etim, what you're trying to do is make a hole in the wall without making a hole in the wall. You're trying to hang a hook onto the wall. You're trying to be mechaber something, to be moitiv something to the wall because you want it to stay there as a hook. Therefore, even though it never went into the actual kaisel, but you're being maisif on the binyan, and l'chura, you're creating something, l'chura, for sure according to Rav, then you can say that it's like a hitzach ala binyan, b'chayiv al binyan. But also over here, your chayiv, they wanted to say that l'chura should be aser as b'deime to makom patish. Even though, says Orcha Shabbos, let's say it only stays for a few hours, you don't have one of the ugeshmaka ones. They have one of the ones that they advertise, it stays on for months at a time, special suction cups. But you don't have one of those fancy ones. And usually when you hang it up, it comes down after a few hours. Now, Chashav HaSain is such a case, that's also a problem of binyanarai. That it's also, once you're handling karka and you're trying to fix something to the karka, then it's always more chamer. For example, he says, to put a magnet on the refrigerator, that's not a problem. Why? Because you're not being mevatel to the refrigerator. You're not adding on to the refrigerator. It's a double which is nitzitzif onto it. It's not something which we look at as a chilek. Even if you want to say refrigerator is more than 40 saw, which passes it is, and therefore it has a shim of a karka, and therefore more machmer, but you're not adding it on. You're not being mevatel to the wall. As opposed to a hook that you're sticking onto the wall, there's people here in the mirror that prati, you go around to all the different nikot rooms and you see people for 10 years, they have the same prati, whatchamacallit, and anybody tries taking it down, that's a no-no. That's where they hang their hat for the last 10 years. Why? They're adding it to the wall to a certain extent. This is my place, this is what you're, it's a hoysof on the binyan, which you're trying to be mevatel it, even though a theoretic ken zayin, practically, it might not stay in an oifer of tvi'in. That is with regard to sif alef. Sif beis, hoya banekev in istem hu lamata min hashmarim osu lepaschayim. Dekivin shu lamata v'chol kevin ayayin alav, tzarek sim im aliyah, v'choshev kubeteich l'chodesh lamata min hashmarim osu lepaschayim. Says, this is basically straight out of the Gemara, at least according to Rashi. This is the way that Rashi learns, that any time that you have a stima malia saw, you have a proper stima in a kli which had a hole, and then you resize it, then if it doesn't have a shima of a stima malia saw, there's no problem to open it. You're not creating a new nekev. Masha'inkin, if it was totally sealed, then opening it up would be a problem of a new nekev. I'll pee this sif, tanez remoshe, in chelik dal et simen ayin ches, that lechura, the cartons of milk and the cartons of juice that are sealed together at the top, even though they put the juice inside the cardboard carton, and then they seal the top, and you have to pull apart the two sides, and then pull towards yourself the opening of the carton. He says, L'chura, this is a seam of aliasam. It's made in an oifin that it can be thrown around, it can be turned upside down, and nothing's going to come out. That's what defines L'chura seam of aliasam. Hagam, that seam of aliasam, the Gemara, it's just mavur, the Ilum was hacking. Does it have to be? Is it a simoner? Is it a sibah? The pashas is zikr and moshe went that way. That lamata min hashvarim is not a sibah; it's a simon. The simon that is a simah al yisa. But if you have a proper simah al yisa, wherever you're going to have it, and your machaber and your kilu made it as a chilek, you fixed up the kli to the extent that it's we look at it as a chibur of the kli. Then opening it up again would be opening a simah al yisa. Would be kilu opening a kli. But meila tainas remeisha, one should not open that on Shabbos. This is not so simple to pull it apart. Even though it's stuck together with glue, it was a hole already. Since you once again stuck together glue, therefore it's a kilo of simon al yisrael. Now, I thought that to be slightly big chiddush, because it's quite easy to open it. You're not opening a package for the first time. You're just separating something which is glued together, then make it in an oifrin that even kids should be able to do it. I remember as a kid, we used to get it in school as for milk for third grade and second grade. You know, you're little kids and you're able to open it. It's not a steam, that's considered a steam. You're right, it works to keep the stuff inside. But that should be considered a steam value yourself. If you're going to jump on it, it's going to shoot out. It's not going to just break from somewhere else. It's not like a barrel that's a steam value yourself. If you jump on it, it's going to break lav dafka in the whole place where you have the hole. What's that? Therefore, what? Mishnah is saying the vart is that even if it's a mile minute shmarm, kolkam that it's a steam value, it's a problem. The fact that it's also to be reopened doesn't change anything. Kokama that you've been mechaber, and agam that it's also to be reopened, lachar that doesn't change anything for the mission. The Orcha Shabbos, when he brings down this halacha, he doesn't even quote Ramesha. He's mitzadid al lachar, it's mutter meikudidino. That's not considered the fact that you were mechaber together. Is lachar hadvaka kala, he says, it's just a little bit of glue that's holding it together. And the main lachar, it's not in this batal, the shem kli, ayidei sticking it together. We don't look at it as a simu ma'al yisrael. You use mitzade that maybe there's a problem of korea to rip it apart. That we'll have to wait for korea exactly why that should be an issue. But Meili says minoroi that you shouldn't open it on Shabbos. He says you should slice the top. That's the simplest way, like any other case of any carton, to slice open in the top and pour out from there. But out this din of sima yisrael, he was mitzade that lachero it wouldn't be a problem. Siv gimel the makom nekev yashan noikvin afilu b'magdeach. Where you have a neck of yashan, then you're allowed to even open it up the magdeach with the kli hamiyuchad ben koyin, kain shenishmer habarza, and you're allowed to open it up with the proper kli. There's a mishnah berurah in this halacha that since it's not considered a sima, therefore there's no problem to open even with the proper kli. But meila, you're allowed to take out the stopki from the barrel, from the bottle of wine. What's this stopki? The pashtus is that he's referring to the cork which is stuck into a barrel of bottle of wine. There's no problem to make a hole. He doesn't actually talk about taking out the cork, but if you look at the Chaya Adam, who's the Makar, the Chaya Adam speaks out Lehedya, or to take it out, you're making a hole through the cork, or you're allowed to take it out. That's not a problem of taking it out. Of, why is it not a problem? It's stuck in good and fest, it's mamish stark. Why isn't that a simal yisa? You could turn it upside down and shake it, and no wine's going to come out. Chur simal yisa. That's a simal yisa. But if you understand the Sima Yisrael's lav dafka that it holds the stuff inside, you could stick your finger inside also and also hold the stuff inside of the wine. That's not a Sima Yisrael. Why? Because I don't look at it as a chelik of the kli. I don't look at it as if I was soysim the kli and I kilu made it that the steam is not there anymore. I put something inside that should stay there till the consumer gets in and then he opens it up. But it's made to open up. It's made even to open up tonight. It's not. No one makes a Sima Yisrael in a barrel if he's planning on opening up tonight. However, with regard to the wine, that's not that way. You make it to Mali, so you'll be able to transport it to wherever you have to get it to. You don't want to use metal because not so good for the wine, so you put it in a cork. Whatever it is, whatever reason why you use the cork as opposed to something else, but lachura, the reason why you're stuck in it, it's not a chiluk of the bottle of flour, it's not a chiluk of the kli. Taking out the cork is not a problem, and therefore, even to use a corkscrew is also not a problem to take it out. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, that would be like the Rama says, it's not a problem to take it out. Now, there's another halacha which is Rav Shlomo Zalman is mitzadid min chashleima. Shmuel Shabbos also brings it down also. Al pi this halacha, and that is a stima that happens in somebody's sink or in somebody's toilet. If the toilet gets stuffed or a sink gets stuffed on Shabbos, and you want to plunge it and force down, use a plunger to force down whatever it is that's clogging up the pipe, are you allowed to use that on Shabbos? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, there is a halacha shin lamed vav tiftes about somebody that has a gutter that gets filled with leaves and opening up the gutter on Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to tell you that it's not exactly done for that. He says the toilet specifically. He says that in Mincha Shlomo he says that Shmuel Shabbos felt it didn't see really, but in the Truva he says it's made in an oifin that a lot of times it gets stuffed up. The way that you unstuff it is by flushing the toilet and then the water pushes everything down. It either sucks it down or pushes the water down. So what's the difference if I use the water to push it down or if I use the plunger to push it down? We don't look at the stima as the stima ma'ayasa. This is the regular derech, the ishtamshis of this, is that it gets filled up and then you have to push it down. Whatever it is that it... Memela, he's mitzadeh that lachur, it should be mutter. He says maybe it's not 100% clear the dimyan. He says it's doimel lepkak of the bakbuk. He says it's similar to Siv Gimel over here that it gets stuffed up, but it's not meant to be there. It's not a chibur. Memelo, you're allowed to take out the pkak because it's not considered something which is mechubur to it. That it's kilur asimim alius that you're not allowed to get rid of. However, he says it's not so pashit. So memelo, certainly you shouldn't use one which is a professional one of ma'ase uman. But b'mok matzerich, you don't have another bathroom, and this is what you need. Then he says that you're allowed to use a regular plunger to be able to b'mok matzerich. Although you're allowed to plunge your thing. Now, pashit, you're not allowed to take off very often a steam of comments because there's something which is stuck inside the pipe. Now, on the bottom of your sink, they usually have a U-pipe, which you're supposed to be able to unscrew, and usually there's something stuck there, you take it out, and then it takes care. Also, the back of the toilet, there's also a pipe that you can unscrew the top to be able to get stuff out. Then, obviously, you're not allowed to do in Shabbos, because you're not allowed to unscrew it. It's not like Pekaka Kelim, that's Kli Havraga, that's something which is meant to screw on, and you hope the first time that you screw it on, that you'll never have to unscrew it again. It could be they make it in an oifen that if something gets stuffed up, then you'll be able to take it off. But it could go for many, many years without having to take it off. It's not made that also to take apart and to put together. And you can't tell me, like the Taz says, like the Chazanish, that the Ishtamshis is only in an oifen when you're taking it apart. Because the Fakert, the Ishtamshis, the Iker Ishtamshis is in an oifen when it's together. But Mela, you would not be able to unscrew these pipes or unscrew the cover of the toilet to be able to get out the steam out. Siv Dalid, actually is not really Tunagel of Maisa. There just happens to be a very basic question. I'll leave that for the Elam because we won't get into it. What's the Chiddush of Siv Dalid? Barza Shebechavis, Venadam Yochel Eitzia, Mutter Likach Barza Acheres, Lakis Boitza Barza, Letorch Lishlis Yayim Beshabbos. A Barza is like a little tube made out of wood or metal or whatever it's made out of that is stuck inside of the barrel, and through that your access is like a spout that you're able to access the wine. So, Frektatera Shabbos, in Siv Gimel you told me that if the barza broke inside, I'm allowed to take a kli and make a hole and create a hole inside this barza. For certainly, I'm allowed to take another barza and just push out the first barza and use this barza. Who wants to tie it? Maybe that's good for the Chiddush of the Ramah. The Ramah says, Bavajliya barza rishin keneged hashmarim. That even though all you're doing is pushing it out, nevertheless, keneged hashmarim, that would be awesome. Siv Hey. You're allowed to take a straw, ukedema, and stick it into a barrel to get out the wine that should be able to pour out nicely, even though it was never there beforehand. Now, it's a mefurish gemara, and it's nifsak la'alacha. The shayla is, why isn't that considered tikkamana? L'chor, you're putting in a kli into your barrel to be able to use it. Why isn't that considered tikkamana? Now, l'chor, the reason is because we don't look at it as one kli. All you're trying to do is put something into the barrel to facilitate the pouring. We don't look at that as if you're making a new kli. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're toka, then in a chanami, it would be a problem. If you're machaven in your tokeah and you turn it into one kli, your mamish stick it in that should stay there, then in a chanami, you'd be chayav chasas lachor in such a case. The pashas is, we don't look at it as you're making a new kli. You're just trying to stick something in so we should be able to pour. It happens to be the Chazanish says that in such a case, he holds that it's even mutter lechatchila. He says to stick it in even if you're a toka, because the person has no kavana that should stay there in the barrel, he has no Indian that should stay there in the barrel. But mainly he says it's not considered taking mana. He says, however, the Mishnah Berurah says that Yuchayev Chatzis, I'm not going to go ahead and matter lechatchilam. Why is the Nogzir Shem? According to the Mishnah Berurah, it's a good shahada. They asked that on the Mishnah Berurah. It's one of the shahadas that they asked the Mishnah Berurah. Why is the why? According to the Mishnah Berurah, that holds that if you're talking Yuchayev Chatzis, the Chardesh should be Gzir Shemim. Very good. There is one seemingly a very practical application of this, though I never saw it or was told about it. I went to the store today to see if I could pick one up and they did not have one. But there seems to be a piece of paper that they make which is covered with a type of wax or plastic that you roll it and you stick it into the top of your bottle of wine to be able to facilitate the pouring of the wine. People are shaking their heads, yes. I never saw it, but it seems to be that they have. So stick it in your doing. You roll it up and you stick it into the wine bottle to be able to facilitate the pouring that it shouldn't drip anywhere. L'chur, that's mamish the halacha. Why isn't that a hadas? Why isn't that a hayas? L'chur, that's the hemshich of this sif. The same way that by hadas you say that you're not allowed to bend the hadas and stick it into your barrel of wine. L'chur is so too over here. You shouldn't be able to take a piece of paper and wrap it up and stick it into your wine bottle. However, loymi boy. Lulei de mistafina amino. Loi mi boi lefi the mandam that holds that the chashash is al shemi yiktoim. Then maybe you're going to go ahead and pull off another leaf. L'chur, there's no chashash over here that you're going to pull off another leaf. You're going to go ahead and make another. You're going to pull off another piece of paper. What are you going to do? It's a special kli that they make for it. It's made for it especially. It's not just a regular piece of paper. A regular piece of paper wouldn't work for a liquid. something which is made and treated, that you should be able to pour it out. What's the chashash? Who says we're chashash? You're going to go to the store to buy a new one? What are we chashash with you? L'chur, there's no chashash. For fat, if you have more, then l'chur, according to the tzad, it should be mutter. The same way they have more ali hadas, this is also mutter, for sure. But even according to the other tzad, the chashash is of tzatzis marziv. Kenzan is dafk in a case where you take the hadas and you bend it like a marziv, or gerzi like a marziv. But if you roll up a piece of paper, so then we're gerzi that you're not allowed to make a pipe. And if you make something that's into a triangle, so then we're going to make any a box, and we're scared that you're going to make a aron. We found that certain thing that Chazal were machmer for to just bend something like a marzi, which is like a gutter of some sort. We're scared you're going to go ahead and make it on your roof, or you're going to make it somewhere a proper gutter. To go ahead and just roll something up, we never found that Chazal were good at such a thing. The Chur is fair to say that such a thing should be aser. Sif Vav. Mutr lahat is reisha chavis b'sayif. The lav lepesach kamechav. You land and knock off the top of the chavis, because you're not b'mechayim for Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this is only talking about, since we're handling knocking off the actual chavis, the meal we're only talking about a kli mustaki. However, if you want to take off the magufa and just separate the magufa, since it's a separate thing, the meal is no problem. That's even by a kli sholim, it's something which is mechumber, it's not a problem. Where is the practical application of this halacha? There's many practical applications of this halacha. First of all, are you allowed to take off a yogurt cover on Shabbos? Or the little aluminum foil which is on the ketchup? Or the plastic cover which is covering your hummus or the other salad that you bought in the store for Shabbos? Is there any problem to rip those off on Shabbos? Now, there's really two reasons why you can matter it. The first reason is that's like taking off the magufa shachavis. You're right that you stuck it on with some sort of devek. That's exactly what a magufa is. It's not a kli b'fnei atzmo, it's something, a cover which is stuck on. Interestingly enough, the Aruch HaShabbos and the Shemir Shabbos Kochasa, when they bring to the Salacha, they both say that it's mutter. However, for a different reason, another reason which is mentioned here in this Mishnah Berurah, in this Sif, it's actually a Sifefto, brought down the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah brings down the Halacha, and that is Kerei Odom Et Ha'or Me'al Pi HaChavis. You're allowed to rip, or if you have a chavis which is covered with a piece of leather, you're allowed to rip the leather and on Shabbos to be able to access the wine. Why you let it rip it? Why is there no Isser Kareya? That's the Achronim deal. What's the price scheme? The Shvisa Shabbos says, the way Rosh Hashanah goes, says that it has a din like Choyse Shel Tmarim. All it is you write that it's leather, and leather is something which it does pass Isser Kareya. But in such a case where all it is being used is to hold in the wine, that it shouldn't fall out, then we look at it as Choyse Shel Tmarim. It's just a wrapper. The mela ripping open a wrapper is not a problem. You're not making it clean. There's no itzer kareya here. You're just ripping open the food. The mela is no problem. We'll see. Like chayes shel tamar, if you wrap up something in saran wrap, there's no problem to rip open the saran wrap on Shabbos to be able to access the food. So that would be another reason why it would be mutter to take off these plastic containers, plastic covers from these containers. No, you don't have to. It could be that if you plan on using the cover as a cover, then you shouldn't take it off on Shabbos. Then you're planning on reusing the top as a cover. Then it's not so plush, because you're not just ripping it open to be able to. It's not just like chayes shel tamarim that's ripping open to access the food. You're planning on reusing it, but to take it off and throw it out certainly is not a problem. The plastic piece on top, the thin plastic piece on top, not the actual cover. The thin plastic piece on top, and the yogurt covers, and the leaven covers, and the cheese, the cottage cheese, and all those type of things that you're... Not the hard plastic, underneath the hard plastic lid, there's a little thin plastic, very flimsy plastic, that's rip-off. Even though it's sealed on with some sort of glue or some sort of something, that wouldn't be a problem to take it off. The last halacha that we'll deal with is making a hole, dealt with here in the Mishnah Berurah, making a hole in the magufa, and more practically for us, making a hole in our magufas. Dahainu, making holes in the covers of in bottle caps. What's the story of making a hole in a bottle cap? Is that like making a hole in a magufa? Is that, which is maybe mutter, if it's only osi lahachis, lahitzi? What's the story with bottle caps? So there's really two types of bottle caps, kiyodua, there's metal bottle caps and plastic bottle caps, and two different shailas. With regard to the metal bottle caps, most people are mekubal, that most people look at metal bottle caps as more common than plastic bottle caps. What's the reason why? The reason is because the way that they make the cap on is different by the metal caps and the plastic caps. With the metal caps, they have a cap, But it's not one that could be screwed on and off. It just sits, they put it first, it's a cap. In other words, you could turn it over and use it as a, it's like a kli. You could use it to hold water and drink from it, but it can't be used to screw on and screw off. What do they do? Because if you would be able to use the screw on and screw off, you would never be able to stick it on to the bottle without it breaking the seal, the ring, which is on the bottom. So what they do is, they first have, they have this metal piece, which is like a golmei kach, it's like a, it's like a upside down cup, and has on the bottom a ring, and they stick it onto the bottle, and then they clamp it tight onto the bottle. So it only comes, it only turns into a proper cap once it was put on the bottle. Once it's on the bottle, it can't be used. The only time that it can be used as a proper cap is after you unscrew it and it breaks off from the ring, and you're able to use it once again to turn on to open and close. And that means that it never was a cap, it was never a functional cap until you took it off, until you opened it. Therefore, there are many places in that hole, to open up such a cap is the problem of a atiyas kli. I mean, even if you want to say that it's mustaki and it's metal, and therefore it's not a problem of soiser and bainas, but you have a problem of a atiyas kli. That's always the Gemara. Even if you zetzai in the Mishnah, it's like Tosfos and the Rosh, is how we paskin that. The Mishnah is talking about mustaki. Still, there's always the iser of makabe patish and tikkun mana of a atiyas kli. Even by mustaki, there's a problem of a atiyas kli. Therefore, in such a case, to open such a cap would be theoretically a problem of a atiyas kli on Shabbos. There are those that hold, no, that's not that way. We don't look at that as considered a atiyas kli. Either the Tzeliezer has a tshuva about it. He tined it in Chelek Yudalet. He tined it that it was already kli beforehand, and the fact that it changed slightly, we don't look at it as impossible, even though they stuck it on, but it always had a shame kli, and it didn't really change from beforehand. The Mela, not a problem. There's a, me always tell you, you should take it off and throw it out right away. But Bethim, you don't have to, you can see it's mutter. You do a Dain Fisher, supposedly making with regard to it. He held there's a siyas kli kla'achar yad b'chlal by something which you're not mechaven, and that's not your kavana at all to make a kli. It's a siyas kli kla'achar yad, like the Ran says, we saw. The Ran says that when you make a kli by breaking something, and that's a siyas kli kla'achar yad. You're opening the kli, it's breaking off the ring, and that's what's turning it into the kli. That's not your kavana, that's not what you're doing. It's kla'achar yad. You're not going ahead to make a kli, you're trying to access your food. It's a siyas kli kla'achar yad, and you're not mechaven for that b'chlal. Mamela, he matters it. He says, b'chlal, the kli is not a good kli. It can scratch you, b'chulu, it's sharp edges. So often, Mamela, he says that it's mutter. However, many paiskim, Hashem Azalman amongst them, even though he's makom with regard to other types of cans and everything, with regard to these caps, he was machmer, and said that you should not open these on Shabbos. What is the Eitza? The Eitza is that even those that are machmer, is to pop open the cap. Make a hole in the top of the cap, as long as there's no words there, or pictures there maybe that you're ruining, make a hole in the top of the cap, and then when you open up the cap, you're not ruining, you're not creating a kli because you already ruined it from beforehand. Now it has to be the type of hole which is obviously you're not going to be able to use as a cap anymore. If it still has a plastic piece underneath it, it's more common in the plastic ones. You have something underneath it which is preventing it, even though you punctured the top, the metal, that's not going to help you. You have to puncture it again. Now, then you should be able to take it off. Be able to take off the cap. There's be able to take off the cap. Now, there are those that I know that, no, the only time that you're allowed to puncture a mustaki is dafka if you're going to use it to be able to get to the food. Who says that you're allowed to go ahead and puncture a mustaki? Shervur adamus achavis, kidei lethal mimenu gregris. The reason why we allowed you to make a hole in a mustaki was to be able to get the gregris. But over here, that's not why you're doing it. You're doing it to make a hole, so you should be able to open it. It's your main problem of making it clean. So you're making the hole in it. You're right, that's at the end of the day to facilitate you getting the food. But that's not why I'm making the hole in the kli. I'm not making the hole in the kli to be able to get it down. Oh, so those that are machmir, that's the taka, that's what they do. Supposedly that's what the Chazanish, they make it a hole, the stifler, they made a hole, and they poured it out through the hole. That way, you're mamish using it to access the food. Most people, I think, do not do that. Most people, they just puncture it, and therefore there's no problem with the kli, and opening up the cap afterwards would not be considered making a kli. There's another issue of that possibly comes up, and that is mechatech. That's the shita of Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv holds that to open up a bottle, any type of bottle or metal cap or plastic cap, if you're separating from the cap, the ring from the cap, that's a problem of mechatech. You want to separate it because if it's not separated, you're not going to be able to take it off. So your kavana is to separate it. And it slices off very nicely. In such a case, Lachar says Rabbi Yashiv is a shash, brought them from Rabbi Yashiv, that is a shash mechatech. Now, this is the nekuda of the machlokes mechatech that is negiah the kama vekama dvarim. The hainu. When you have something which the standard action that you're going to do is going to make a beautiful slice, a beautiful cut. But you couldn't care whether or not it's a beautiful cut or not a beautiful cut. For example, you want to open up a can of soda. So you open up, you take the metal piece and you open it up, and it makes a beautiful round hole in top of the can of your soda. Now, is that a problem mechatech or not? It's a beautiful, you're happy with the beautiful Pesach, and you're interested in a nice Pesach, but there's no really other way to open it besides than to open it like that. So, do we consider that to be a problem mechatech or not? Says Rabbi Yashar, yeah, that's a problem mechatech. Says Rabbi Shemazam, it's not a problem mechatech. I couldn't care what the size of the hole is, I just want to drink my juice. And therefore, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, also with regard to opening up the soda bottles, that it's not a problem the fact that it comes off, because I don't really care what it looks like, I just want to be able to open up my cap. The holden mechatech is when you want something to be a specific size. In the case where you don't care, just that's the way that it's going to end up. And it's not a problem. Breaking apart the two yogurts on Shabbat, are you allowed to break them apart or not? There's a little line down the middle between the two of them. Says over Yashiv, you can't, because the problem of mechatech. It's a nice clean slice. And you're happy with that. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, no, I'm just trying to separate them. I don't care if it's a clean slice or not a clean slice. As long as you get them apart, that's all. Why did they put them together? They put them together. It's easier for marketing of other things. If I ask them that, I don't care. So all these different things, bottles and cans and lemons and yogurts and all these types of things, are all the same Shiloh, and all of them, Rabbi Yashiv is Machmeh, and all of them, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, is Mekel. That's all with regard to metal. The last thing is... Yashiv is Machmir Rosh Hashanah. Does it help to make? It's not going to help to make a hole here. L'chair. The problem of mechatech l'chair is not going to help to make a hole. What you could do to get rid of the problem of mechatech is slice horizontally, slice the ring horizontally. This is easier said than done on a metal. It's easier on a plastic. It's very easy to do it. What's that? Vertically. Thank you very much. Vertically, you could vertically, not horizontally. Thank you. You can vertically cut, slice the ring, that's on a plastic ring. That way, when you open up the cap, it's not going to detach from the cover. You're not being mechatech, you're not. For those that are machmir, I don't recall seeing many people that are machmir for that, but there are those that are. Now, with regard to plastic caps, times of Shlomo Zalman, that they're made differently. They're a full-blown kli that could screw on and screw off even before it was stuck onto the bottom. It happens to be that it has on the bottom a little ring, and when that ring, when they press the cap together with the ring, they press with a lot of pressure, they stick it onto the bottle. The bottle, it happens to be that the way that it's made, that the plastic is angled towards the bottom a little bit. That way you could pour something on, and you wouldn't be able to pull it off. Mamela, it already had the same kli, Tanya's Mishamba Zalman, beforehand. Therefore, when you stuck it on, it wasn't as basal. You're not creating a kli. You always was a kli beforehand. You grot it right now, you can't take it off. But it had a shame kli beforehand. Theoretically, if you do break the bottle and pull out the plastic, you might be able to pull out the plastic. With regard to a metal bottle, glass bottle, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, even if you would smash the glass bottle and pull out the pieces of glass from inside the cap, you wouldn't be able to reuse that cap on a different bottle. As opposed to over here, Kenzan, you wouldn't be able to close another bottle. It's not a metal thing without a... with regard to the... Therefore, Tanis Hashem Zalman and many other places came that already had a Shem Kli. Therefore, there's no problem with a Sias Kli there's no problem with a Sias Kli by opening it. And he held no problem with Chatech once again. Therefore, there are many that hold that it's not a problem to open it. Now, let's say you want to be Machmer. Let's say you are Machmer. What should you do? You should open before Shabbos. Let's say you didn't open before Shabbos. Are you allowed to go ahead and make a hole in the top? Why? Because now your chumrah is now going to come out to be a kula. Why? Be'etzem, it's a kli. You want to be machmer and say, no, maybe it doesn't have a shem kli, but, and therefore I'm going to be machmer not to open on Shabbos. But on the tzad that it does have a shem kli, then you go ahead and being seisir kli. To puncture the cap, you're being seisir kli. L'chor is, in such a case, you have a problem. However, it's not, still, it's the lesser of the two evils. If you wanted to have a choice of which to do, to open it or not, on the tzad that it isn't a kli and you're creating a kli, then you're over on the isser of makah bepatish. That's the isser which is passed even by a mustaki. However, if you're puncturing a hole, pashtus the plastic cap is a mustaki. Therefore, bechlal, according to Shitas Rashi and the Uraim, and that's the way that the Goyim Paskin, the Lach Lamais, and the Tzvar Shmuel says that, and the Karban Natanel says, if any other tzir, then take it and run, because that's the way that the Rambam and the Rifko also, the Meilo bechlal doesn't pass binin vestira in a mustaki. Even if you hold that it does have a shayach to have a binyan mitzvah. You don't pass on like Rashi. Ken Zayin, there's no stira by Mustaki. Ken Zayin, like the other Shitas Rishonim, that there's no stira in Mustaki Bechlal. Even if there is, it's only going to be a Seder Rabbanan Lechera. And therefore, it's certainly better. They bring down Maisim. Simcha Bunim Kohen brings down Maisim together with Ramesh. He said to do that. He said to puncture the cap as opposed to opening it. Meila Lechera would be better to puncture the cap. If you're Machmer, Lechera would still be better to puncture the cap than to open it straight away.